It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Here we are together again, and I'm glad of it. I want to show you this musical instrument that I got from Negri's Music Shop. It's called a chromoharp. Some people call them auto harps, but what you do is to strum those keys like that, those little strings. But first you put down this damper, one of these dampers, you see. See those felt pieces there? The strings that they cover don't play, but the other ones do. Now, if I push down another one, different strings will play. See? You can play songs by making different chords, like Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm he had a... What would you like him to have? Well, you sing it. Had a... E-I-E-I-O. Now, can you make the sound of that animal? With a... And a... And a... Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I. Well, now this instrument is a lot easier to play than a great big standing harp. I'll show you a picture of one of those. This book is just filled with instruments. Here. See that big harp there? With an instrument like that, you have to pluck those strings. Make your own chords. There are no dampers for that. No. Make all that music with your fingers. There's someone who plays a big harp like this over at Brockett's Bakery today. You know, in the soda shop part. Why don't we go over there now, and I'll just take my chromoharp with me. So we can compare them. Ready to go to Brockett's Bakery? Come along. Hi, Mr. Kubi.
Buenos dias, Senor Rogers.
Buenos dias to you.
¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien, gracias.
I thought you were going to have a harpist here today.
We are going to have a harpist today. Chef Brockett just went out a little while ago to get him, but the harp is already here.
Oh, may I go over and see it?
Go ahead.
What a beautiful instrument. Look how different. This one's a lot smaller than this big harp, isn't it? Let's see how this sounds.
And look, this one has petals.
The petals here? You push down.
Oh, I really like
hey,
that.
Hey, Jose, how's business?
Hello. Here they come.
Fred, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. This is Eddie Drzezinski.
Mr. Drzezinski, I'm glad to meet you.
Please call me Eddie, Fred.
Glad to know you.
Eddie is the first harpist with the Chicago Symphony.
Well, I'd very much like to hear you play.
Well, that's why he's here.
Just looking at your beautiful instrument.
Well, what would you like to hear, Fred?
Oh, what's your favorite? One of your favorite things?
Well, this arabesque by Debussy is one of my favorites.
Hear that. That's absolutely gorgeous.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Have you always been interested in music?
Yes, I have.
Ever since you were a little boy?
Well, my parents were musicians, so I was always in around it.
I see. So you've always heard music wherever
yes.
you were. I had this little thing here. You've probably seen these, you know, the just keep it
that's
up
lovely.
On the table and you can see. But all you have to do, you see, is to press that down. But with your instrument, you have to make those chords yourself. Would you show my friends how you would make a C major chord, for instance, with your hand? That takes an awful lot more practice than this. Play a little folk song or something for me, will you? Do you know Il était une bergère? You know that French
sure,
one?
Sure, will you join me?
Sure, I'll sing it. Il était une bergère qui gardait un bon. Il était une bergère qui gardait ses moutons, tonton, qui gardait ses moutons. I'll try it once more because I didn't get the words right at the first time. Il était une bergère et ron 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 petit patepon. Il était une bergère qui gardait ses moutons, tonton, qui gardait ses moutons. I like that. And I want to play that on here.
Can I get you something to drink?
Yeah, but I want to show you something.
What?
He's going to play that and I'm going to try this.
Okay.
You know that French song? Il était une bergère qui gardait ses moutons, petit patepon. Il était une bergère qui gardait ses moutons, tonton, qui gardait ses moutons. I'd like some pineapple juice.
Okay, I'll eat it.
I think I'd just rather play.
Okay.
Thank you, Don.
What would you play?
Well, there's a lovely little Baroque sonata by Pacchetti.
Pacchetti. Like to hear this. Pacchetti. Thank you. feet with that. Did you hear that,
yeah,
Don?
Isn't that beautiful?
That's sure part of playing. Great. You just have to learn that as you learn to play the instrument.
I really like it.
I'll tell you what, all the customers are really going to enjoy that music today, and it's really
You're
something
really
special.
Fortunate to have somebody like Ed here play for them.
How do you like the pineapple juice?
It's excellent. You sure you don't want something?
I like to play.
Please do. Everything grows together.
It's one of my favorites.
Thank you for that. This was a treat. I must be going off to my place.
Bye, Fred.
Bye, and I hope to see you soon again.
I have to get back to work.
Don runs a tight ship.
I can see that. Bye-bye, Eddie. Jose, that was a real treat.
It was really nice.
See you later.
Hello.
How do you do? Note on my door. Fred, we stopped by, but you weren't here. We will go to your home. Rita, Nandy, and Lenny Gordon. Oh, those are friends of mine. I'd like you to know them. Well, I'll just go inside and call my wife, see if they're there yet. Did you like that harp? I did. I like the man who played it, too. Joanne, it's Fred. Are the Gordons there? Oh, I'd like them to come over. Well, could he bring his stethoscope? Yeah. And she could sing a song. Some aluminum foil? Yeah, I think I have some here. Well, good. Well, there'll be plenty to do then. All right, I'll see them a little later. Bye. My wife said that they can come over in a little while. You know, the mother, Mrs. Gordon, her name is Rita Moreno Gordon. She's in the movies and on television sometimes. Maybe you'll know her when you see her. And the daddy is a doctor. And the daughter is Nandy, and she's 7 years old. Well, we have some time before they'll get here, so let's just have some make-believe, all right? I like to share my friends with you. This can be the day that the platypus family comes back. You know, they've been on their trip for about a week, and they've had some wood delivered while they were away. And everyone's wondering what they're going to do with that wood, especially Daniel Tiger. Handyman Negri could be at Daniel's clock right now, showing him some different musical instruments while they're waiting for the platypuses to come back. All right? Neighborhood of Make-Believe.
Harp.
Oh, it is a nice harp. Would you like to see something else?
Sure. What else do you have?
Here's a slide whistle.
Oh, I remember about them.
Would you like to try it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd like to play a song with it.
Okay.
And on that farm he had some platypuses. E-I-E-I-O.
Very good.
When do you suppose the platypuses will get here?
Oh, it's hard to wait for friends to come back, isn't it?
It surely is. Oh, look who's here now.
Oh, hi, Miss Prolific.
Hi, Handyman. Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
Dr. Bill's already over at the castle.
He is?
Mm-hmm. And little Anna is already playing with Prince Tuesday.
Oh.
We didn't even see them arrive.
No, they went straight to the castle when they came. But Elsie Jean is on her way over to the mound.
Oh, let's go over and see her now.
Hey, maybe we could play them a welcome home piece. Would you like to try a slide whistle, Miss Pilgrim?
Oh, I don't mind if I do. Mm-hmm.
You're good at that, Miss Polificate.
Oh, I do like something I can get my teeth on.
Well, I'll meet you both over at the mound, all right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Daniel.
Okay, see ya.
Orchestra.
Just a little welcome, Elsie Jean.
Welcome home, Elsie Jean.
Oh, thank you, thank you. It's good to be here.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Platypus.
Oh, Daniel, I'm so glad to see you, too.
Oh, you're not going to build some big building so there won't be any room for my clock, are you?
Oh, Daniel, whatever gave you that idea?
Well, Mr. McFeely brought all that wood. And I just wondered.
Lady Elaine thinks you're going to build a TV station.
And X the Owl thinks they're going to build a fire engine with it. And I tell you the truth, Henrietta was wondering, and the royal family was wondering, too.
Oh, my, there certainly has been a lot of wondering about this wood, hasn't there?
Surely has.
Oh, hi.
Oh, Dr. Bill.
Hi, Dr.
Bill.
Hi, Dr. Bill.
Hello. Well, I want you to know we had a very good meeting.
Where's Ornithorhynchus Sanatinus?
Oh, she stayed at the castle to play with Prince Tuesday. They've missed each other.
Mm. Ooh, I'd better get back over there and tend to my telephone calls.
Oh, Miss Pilificate, before you leave, maybe Dr. Bill and Elsie Jean will tell us about the wood.
The wood?
This wood.
Yes.
Oh, yes. The wood came. Well, that's very good. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Ah, that smooth, fine wood. Just what I wanted.
What did you want it for, Dr. Bill?
Oh, I wanted it for wee Anna.
Are you going to build a big house for Anna? So big that there won't be any room for my clock?
Oh, no, laddie, never that. You're our good neighbor. There will always be room for you wherever we are.
Oh. Well, what are the pieces of smooth wood for?
Why, they're building blocks for Anna to play with.
Building blocks?
Daniel, you're good at building with blocks. Maybe you could help her to get started.
Oh, I'd be glad to, Mrs. Platypus. Boy, I'm really glad about that. I think I'll go over to the castle and see Anna right now.
And I'll tell Lady Elaine that you're not going to build a new TV station with the wood.
And I'll tell X that they're for building blocks for Anna.
Oh, my, we're really glad you're home. We've got all that settled. Why did you have to talk to King Friday right away, though?
Well, we had a special invitation for him and for Queen Sarah from the people at Westwood.
A good invitation?
Aye, a very good invitation.
Oh, good. Let's sing one song before we go, okay?
What would you like to sing?
Oh, something like "We're Glad You're Home." We're glad you're home.
All right.
Okay. We're glad you're home. We're glad you're home. We're very, very glad you're home.
Back home.
Glad you're home.
We're glad you're home.
We hope that you are glad to be home.
Oh, we certainly are, friends. You are certainly welcoming neighbors.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. We'll
I'm on my way to the castle. Goodbye.
Bye.
Glad you're home, we're glad you're home. We hope that you are glad to be home. You see, people thought all sorts of different things about those pieces of wood. And they turned out to be blocks for Anna to build with. Hmm? Oh, maybe that's the Gordon family. I hope so. It is. Come in, friends.
Hi.
Hi, Rita. Fred. Hi, Nandy.
Hello, Fred.
Hi, Lenny. I'd like you to meet my television friend. This is Rita Moreno Gordon.
Hi.
Nandy Gordon. And Dr. Lenny Hi. Gordon. These are my friends. Come in, please. It's
so
a real
nice
treat
to be here.
For me.
Thank you, for us, too.
It's a treat for us.
Did you bring the stethoscope?
Yes, I did. I brought all of it.
Good. Nandy, would you like to feed the fish? That's something I haven't done yet today.
Oh, great.
I was saving that. Thought you would like to.
I thought maybe you'd let me do it.
Well, you're welcome to someday,
too. Oh,
well,
I guess I should do this, huh? There you go.
Here, this is the food that we use.
Go
yeah,
to
just
it.
A little. Good.
Oh, that looks like a great meal.
Look at them.
They
really leap up, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
They are hungry fish.
Is this what my wife was telling me about with the aluminum foil? Did you make that?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? I have some here if you'd like to make another.
No.
Not today?
I'll take your blood pressure instead, Fred.
Fine. Let's
that's
just
a good
go
idea.
In.
All right. Perhaps when we come back sometime, you can make one for Fred, okay, Nandy?
Would you sit down?
Sure. Now, Fred, if you'll take your sweater off
all right.
and roll your sleeve up, we'll do this. Now, this instrument for taking blood pressure is called a sphygmomanometer, but it's easier to just say blood pressure cuff.
Blood pressure cuff.
That's a
sphygmomanometer?
Yes, it's a hard word. Now, what we actually do with this...
Have you ever had a doctor do this to you?
As a matter of fact, I have had. Now, what we do with this is we measure your blood pressure by finding out the pressure of blood in your arteries. So we will blow this up with air, and it doesn't hurt at all, and then listen for the blood rushing through the artery.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be able to tell what your blood pressure is. And that's very important, because we can help prevent disease by knowing things about you. Now, what we do is this. We close off this little valve, and we blow it up with air. And you see the mercury column is rising.
Oh, that's getting tight.
Yes, I know it is. And now I listen for the blood going through the artery, and now I can hear it. It's just a bump, bump, bump sound, and now I don't hear anything. Incidentally, Fred, your blood pressure is nice and low. You obviously take care of yourself. I'll bet you exercise.
I swim every day.
Oh, I'll bet you don't smoke either.
No, I don't
right?
smoke.
That's marvelous.
Great.
Those are
Listen,
things that are very important.
I've been wanting to ask you something. I would love to sing one of your songs.
I'd like to have you sing one.
Would you play the piano?
Sure.
Come on.
Which one would you like to do?
Well, it's one of my favorites, because it's similar to a song I sang once for Nandy, and it's called It's You I Like.
It's You I Like. That's one of my favorites,
one.
Too. Sure.
I'll hold your rose, Nandy. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toes. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new, I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you.
You we like.
Oh, thank you. you. I was saying that to
our friend. Television friend, yeah. I should say so. How would you say it's you I like in Spanish?
Yo te quiero a ti.
Yo te quiero a ti.
Si.
It's beautiful.
Right. Listen,
thank you, Rita.
I have a feeling that we're going to have to leave because Lenny has, you know, some patients at the office.
Yes, I do have to get to the office.
I'm very glad you came.
Oh, it was a pleasure, Fred.
Please come again.
Nice. We'd
Nandy,
love to.
Thank you for your visit.
And Rita has to do some rehearsal,
I have some rehearsal. We're both working parents, you know.
I know that, and I'm proud of all of you.
Thank
we're
you.
Off. Can we come back sometime?
Please do.
Good.
Thank you. We will.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's you we like. See how they like people? Just the way they are. You notice when Nandy didn't want to make that aluminum flower? Her mother and dad liked her just the same. Yep. It's not a matter of what we make or have to be. It's a matter of who we are. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. Do you know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
To make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Thank you.